you know the people that you meet that you've never met before in your life? Like, maybe you've messaged once or twice back and forth on the social medias, but other than that, that's all you know of each other. And then you finally get the chance to meet each other in person, and it's like you've known each other for forever. That was my experience with Katie Garrity. And I am so excited that she decided to come onto the show and also be the first person on the podcast, I think. Listen, we shop around, we have some fun, and it's gonna be a fun little podcast. I apologize for some of the sound, though. I bought these little itty-bitty lapel mics, lav mics, whatever you want to call them, and I didn't realize that when you put them where you're supposed to put a lav mic, a little lapel mic, it blows the sound out completely. So I'm going to try and flub with sound, but I apologize. It might not sound the most fun to listen to as a podcast. But you know what? We're trying. It's the first one. And this will be fun. It'll be so much fun. Okay, so Katie and I guess technically we started talking to each other the day she started at Into the Woods, which would be September 6th, which was the day that there was like a whole entire new cast change. There were like 5 new people. And I went to go see the show and I was floored by her. I saw Julie in the original grouping of the Broadway revival cast, and I loved Julie. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going back because Stephanie J. Block is coming in. Sebastian Arcellus is coming in. Like, all of these amazing people are coming in. I'd never heard of Katie Garrity before in my life. And she got on stage and I was like, I don't know who you are, but I'm in love with your little red. Like, I was obsessed, y'all. I was obsessed. We were having this conversation while I was trying to fix my gimbal on my camera, which, spoiler alert, I did not end up fixing. I said Katie and Julie's little reds are the same little red, but different font. Katie is in Into the Woods as Little Red through January 8th, I believe. She had a little Q&A after the show, and I went to go see the matinee after our interview. And while she was doing the Q&A, I ran to FedEx because I had something to ship really quickly, and I came back. And I've just been getting all of my numbers wrong recently for some reason, especially on today when we were chatting, because I literally thought that she was on 46. For some reason, my brain was like, the St. James is totally on 46. And I'm walking and I'm like, ah, I'm so close. No, wrong. The St. James, for anyone who needed to know, is on 44th. And anyway, we got there. We had fun. We caught up after the show. And I had a lovely time spending a lot of my day with Katie. And I'm so glad that she was able to join me on the pod and on the vlog. Now we're like besties. She's going to come over one day, maybe, hopefully, and like help me decorate my apartment. And I'm trying to come up with other words than fun, but I really had a great time today. Anyway, I hope y'all enjoy the podcast episode. Again, I apologize for the way it's probably going to sound. I really thought the lapel mics would work on our lapels, but they didn't really. So you know what? We're going to figure it out. And don't worry, we'll have her back. She'll come and sit on my wonderful blue velvet couch where I'll normally record the pods, and we'll have some more fun. So don't worry. Anyway, here you go.
We are here with Katie Garrity, who is currently in Into the Woods on Broadway playing Little Red.
I am.
How are you?
I am good.
We are currently at the Christmas market in Bryant Park, and we're going to shop around for some Christmas things.
Yes.
Because it's only November 12th, yeah. And Christmas is already passed.
Basically.
What are you drinking? What's your drink of choice?
This is Hall & Oates. It's a latte from Gregory's. It's delicious.
It's delicious.
It's delicious.
I got one of their new holiday drinks
called
the Ice Mistletoe.
Oh.
It's peppermint, and it's got CBD in it.
I love that.
I was like, let me try it. We're going to try it. Maybe we'll be like super calm and chill during this little interview.
Yeah.
So, cheers. Interesting. Peppermint and oat is a very interesting flavor.
I feel like that's like two ends of the spectrum.
I know.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
before we like start shopping around, can you tell me a little bit about what it's been like working in Into the Woods with such a freaking crazy cast?
I know, it's amazing. They're all talentless hacks, so that's a real shame. No, I mean, they're really great and wonderful and kind. And I think having to do Sondheim in 10 days kind of like leveled out the playing field.
Yeah.
Like, this was a trauma bond and we are in this together. So it almost didn't really have time to get like heady about who they are, and you know, so it's been really, really wonderful.
How many new people came in with you?
Like
half, the cast. Basically.
Yeah, like half the cast.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of, it was like the core group of people too. It was the baker and the baker's wife and me, Little Red, and Cinderella, and a steward, and Jack's mother. Because Anne Harada.
Oh, Anne Harada. Yeah.
And then she joined us about 3 weeks later. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I went the day that you started, the first day.
So the 4th, right? September 4th? 6th?
6th.
6th.
Yes.
I thought, this is a funny story. I thought it was the 4th.
Did you show up on the wrong day?
I didn't show up on the wrong day, but I was like getting ready to go from my apartment.
Incredible.
And I live in Jersey, so I literally
it's a
was
hike.
Like,
that's a hike. Yeah.
All right, here we go. And then
and
I looked at my phone and I was like, where's my ticket? Incorrect.
Yep. Well.
I kept having texting friends. I was like, they start on the 4th, right? And they're like,
no, they start on the 6th.
But I made it. It was a grand time.
Love that.
It was so much fun. It's such a good show. You should go see it.
Show.
Brian D'Arcy James is back.
Yes.
Is that the only new... As of now?
We have some new people coming in later.
Yep, we have Anne Harada, who came in about 3 weeks after us. Brian just started like 2-3 weeks ago. And then Krista's last day is on the 20th,
yes.
Which is so sad. And then Danae will be joining us again. Yeah, she's been in and out of the building. It's
been
nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So go see Into the Woods. They close January 6th?
8th.
8th.
Yep.
I don't know, Dave.
You got close enough. It's good.
go see it at the St. James.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful show. It's a beautiful production.
Thank you.
I'm like obsessed with it.
I'm very proud of it.
I've seen it more times than I thought I was going to see it.
Yep.
Like, I literally was like, I'm just going to go see this once. It'll be fun. I don't really know Sondheim. This is my first Sondheim in anything.
Get out.
I was like, I never got into Sondheim.
Okay.
Sondheim was never introduced to me.
Right.
Granted, I could have just looked up
the Stephen Sondheim musical theater
in general.
But, you know.
Yeah.
But Into the Woods was like my first... And I listened to the original, watched the tape.
With Bernadette.
And then I was like, oh, this is fun. So then when you guys opened, I was like, now I have to go because I've invested some time into it. And now everyone and their mother is doing Into the Woods.
I know.
Like, everyone is doing Into the Woods.
It's very of the moment right now.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a good...
I mean, it's brilliant.
It's, like timely. It's very good.
It
it's anytime.
It
it's, like, works
and
always.
And there's so much, like, lessons to be learned, and I think that that will apply at any age, so that's important. And I was, in the middle of a talkback, I was realizing that, like, it happened for the first time in the middle of the AIDS crisis.
Right,
and then the second, or the first revival happened right after 9/11, mm-hmm. and now we have the second revival right after,
the pandemic.
But we're still not still.
Right, yeah.
But, like, that it comes when it's needed.
Yeah. When the words are just so...
Yeah.
The words and the music, like...
Oh my God.
I could sit down... I actually bought the script at...
The Drama Bookshop.
And I'm gonna, like, mark
it
up.
I mean, even I hear something different every night.
Well,
and,
I was listening...
I've done it 5 times, so it's
right. Crazy.
Well, and it'll play in my brain, and I start mixing all the songs together,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, that's not where that goes, but that's genius, because it states you're supposed
right.
to
yes.
go there.
Yes.
What a guy.
What a man.
Shall we shop?
Yeah. We can start wandering and see if there's like a weird, like quiet hub.
Let's find.
Yeah.
We'll have to come back for the cow.
You must.
Update, we did not go back for the cow. There was like a little cow. I don't even know what the store was, but there was a cow. And I was like, oh my gosh, the cow is white as milk. Funny. It was for the visual part of it. Anyway, no. Unfortunately. We did not go back for the cow. Sorry, Milky White. Okay, anyway, back to the interview.
Talk to you about Bliss.
Bliss!
Because I just listened to the, like, concept track of it, and I'm obsessed.
I love Bliss. It is a brilliant, brilliant show that I've been a part of since 2018.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mr. Pigeon. and, yeah, it's about four sisters. It's a fairy tale. You know, it starts really Disney, like their mom dies and their dad like locks them in their tower to like keep them safe, but he's not trying to make them damsels or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So we have learned like like me and the three other sisters have like learned all these languages, and we have all of these skills and talents, and we're really special independent women, but we're kind of just like weird because nobody's ever told us that we're strange. And so then we kind of like through a series of events break out of our castle, and for the first time are like bullied and met with like the idea that a prince exists and all of these things. It's kind of like learning how to love yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lovely story, and I'm sorry, we've stopped at a
at a jumper pants sleepwear jumpsuit. I don't know what you would call this.
But it's got all the corgis on it. This is so cute. This is SM Wardrobe. Mm-hmm. Here in my apartment.
I like the avocados.
Where are the avocados? Oh, the avocados.
Right in front of your face, Claire.
Listen.
She should laugh, because when I tell you it was right in front of me, but I guess you know that if I had the option between corgis and avocados, I'm gonna choose corgis. I mean, I love a corgi. I really do. I love a corgi.
We have little mushrooms too.
Oh my god, look at the pug doing yoga.
That is my favorite part of this podcast. Both of us saying, oh my god, the pug yoga, and gasping at the same exact time. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did.
Are you kidding?
Wait, come get a shot of this pug doing yoga.
Get the pug.
It's kind of adorable.
In the best way.
Oh my god, the cat glasses. Mm-hmm. Are you a cat person or are you a dog person?
I am not really an animal person.
Oh, really?
Honestly, I'm kind of just indifferent.
Yeah.
I grew up with dogs, so I'm not like afraid or anything. I just don't really care.
Yeah. I love the jewelry here, but I don't ever need any more jewelry.
I know. I feel like there's always so many things here that I'm like, my mother would love this, and then, you know.
Well, and I always, what's weird is when I was moving here, I was like, oh my gosh, it'll be so easy to shop for people because, like, these markets exist. There's one downtown. And then I was like, I still have to get it home.
Yep.
Unless they come and visit me, which they won't.
We live in small businesses.
I know.
Do be shipping,
you know,
real
does.
Easy and
he
fast.
Really.
Oh my gosh, I just looked at a fluffy alpaca over there. There's like a whole store just called Fluffy Alpacas.
Fluffy Alpacas.
You should go like.
So here's where we start getting into even more miking problems, because we kind of had to like split apart a little bit when walking through the very, very busy little Christmas market. But this is when I asked her how she got into the theater business, how she got into this whole crazy world.
I never had like a come to Jesus moment the way that other people did. And I kind of wish I had, because they sound so fun. but I was really young. I grew up in the Boston area, so there was a lot of like theater around me. And I was just getting ready to audition for the Nutcracker for the first time. I was 7, and my mom sent me to an audition at a local, a regional theater that was local to us, and I just happened to get cast. But we were trying to just like practice,
just
like
do,
what
yeah.
the audition is like. So then it was just kind of like a series of small reassurances that I was like, oh, I love this. This is what I do. And then I auditioned for all of the music and theater schools. I think it was 12 in total. Did not get into any of them, which was tragic at the time. But it's just kind of a funny story now. And went to UMass Amherst with kind of the intention of transferring. But I ended up really liking it. And I did study theater, but it's like a big BA.
Yeah.
And as well as education and psychology, and you know, had many degrees and no debt, and did a lot of stuff I would have not had a chance to. And then Groundhog Day happened like 36 hours after graduating.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've never been to one of these Christmas village places before, let me just tell you, it's insane. It's crazy. I've been to the Chris Kendall Market in Chicago, and you're packed in there like sardines. It's not like that here. It's a little bit more spread out, but we got like, it was probably 11:30 by now, by this point in the time of our interview, and it was still crazy. We were passing by this store that sold maple candies and maple syrup, and she talks a little bit about her time in Anne Juliet.
I just spent the summer in Canada doing Anne Juliet, and
yeah.
the amount of, like, maple, everything.
Oh my gosh, the candies, and the, yeah.
And, like, they take it really seriously.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
It's like their main
welcome packet, and part of it was syrup.
This
is just like little like flight size syrup.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Like,
that's cute little, actually
yeah,
amazing.
It was ridiculous. And they were like, "Do you want some maple? Like anytime. Maple candies, maple candies."
What's the show? Is it Friends that like Ross has like maple candies and he's like literally like has a sugar high? There's a show.
Know.
There's like a comic, like a sitcom,
yep,
where someone has like a box of these maple candies, and it could also be like How I Met Your Mother or something like that. Oh,
I looked it up. It's Friends. It's called The One with All the Candy, and it's Ross, and he's like literally on a sugar high because of this Canadian candy. Also, no one is working on my drain pipes. That is my radiator. That's not even turned on. So if you hear that clank clanking in the background of any of these podcasts ever, it's the radiator, and it's not on. There it goes. See, it's just making a lot of noise. Anyway, so alpacas.
Oh, we've met. We're at the alpacas.
We're at the alpacas.
Oh my god. This is so much fuzz.
They have unicorn alpacas. They have...
As they should. I mean, why not, you know?
And geese.
Lions. And tigers and bears.
Oh my.
Thank you. I just want to, like, touch all of it. Oh my god. Touch this coat. Touch this coat. Need. Want.
Go touch. You have to go. Have you felt... Oh my god. I would have this just sitting next to my couch.
Why not? I like it. I feel like it's like a... entryway.
If it's real alpaca, friends, then I'm sure alpaca. It's like $30,000.
Are they great? I'm sure they're great.
Oh my god.
I know.
They are great.
I
like the rainbow one. This is epic.
Oh, yes, we are. The growl. I like the penguin. The penguin is very happy feet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy feet.
Mm-hmm.
My mom likes the glass orbs, yep, that you hang. She, yep, has like a collection in her kitchen.
My grandma
and she hangs
has like
them,
that
and
kind
so
of
I try and like get one for her. Mm-hmm. I fear it would break very easily.
See,
trying
I would,
to
like,
fly
love
back.
To tell you that it won't, but I bought one for my mom last year and it did.
No.
And it was so beautiful and I'm so sad.
I'm obsessed with the octopuses.
Octopi?
Octopuses, octopi. I actually, okay, so there's a podcast called Ologies. It's the only podcast I ever listen to.
Uh-huh.
It's science. And she interviews people who are, like, they're ologists.
Yeah,
they,
right.
And one of them was about squids and octopuses. And she was like, I mean, you can say octopi, but it's really octopuses.
Okay, I believe you.
And apparently that it's not aquariums, it's a quarry. Or something like that. Like that's the
strange.
I know.
It's like the cul-de-sac situation.
Oh yeah.
Like what? Why? I mean, it's French. That's why. But
that's right.
For whom?
Okay. So tell me about Angelia because I just saw the show. And
it's so good.
So fun.
Yep.
You were in it.
I was.
And your picture's out on the.
I know. It's everywhere. I'm like so at the front of all of that marketing thing. Like, sorry. Like. It's brilliant.
It's okay.
I
they still have your hair. Your wig
they
is
do.
Still.
My wig is still. It lives to see another
it
day,
lives.
Which would be a shame.
I know.
It's such a beautiful.
It's
wig.
Such a fun.
But like, that show is over. I'm like, it's fine. Get it back.
Mine.
Like, I want it. It's styled after my hair. Yeah, it's brilliant. I mean, Anne Juliet is just basically like, what happened if Juliet decided to live on after her and Romeo's, you know, tragic demise.
Mm-hmm.
And. Just everything that ensues after that, and I keep saying that like it is Mamma Mia for our generation.
Yes.
It's like those are the songs, but they also did it really right where it's like it's a jukebox, but like when a song starts and you laugh, it's because they want you to.
Right.
So like it's not trying to make something a power ballad that's not.
Ooh.
Those look like they would be really uncomfortable.
That's a mask? Absolutely not.
I assume you're not supposed to like you're just supposed to sit with it. I'm also really bad at just, like, sitting.
Yeah.
It's not what
same.
I do well.
Same, same. I keep hearing really good things about all of these crystals and water bottles, though.
What are they?
Maybe it just makes
there...
you sound like Celine Dion all of a sudden. I don't know.
I do have these trees, these, like,
mm-hmm.
gym trees.
Mm-hmm.
Well, these water bottles got really big a few years ago.
Yeah.
And they were selling out.
Yep.
But I don't think I understand the...
I don't either. It's also, like, the, like, rollers... Like, I guess I understand that if you put something in the freezer just because that would feel nice.
Right. You
know
but you can, like, put a cucumber in the freezer, too.
Yes, you can.
And, like, ice.
And that is ice. 99 cents.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, but, yeah.
Right. Correct.
Correct. Correct. Facts. Facts.
It's pretty,
always,
though.
Like, I love the idea of astrology, mm-hmm. and I love the idea of, like, witchiness and all of that. And I've studied a little bit on it. Like, I've looked up some stuff, but I'm like, I could never.
No.
I don't understand. People are like, what sign do you think I am?
And I'm like, I don't know. I just know I'm a Scorpio.
I don't know.
That's
right.
I know.
See, that's so funny because, like, I feel the exact same way. But if somebody was like, what Hogwarts house am I? I'm like, I know exactly what Hogwarts house you are.
I have seen, I've not read any of the books. And
what?
I have seen a single one of the movies.
You need to fix this.
And I think it's the fourth movie that I see over and over again because my roommate in school loved it. And she would turn on whatever television channel that just, like, plays the movies.
All the time.
And I always walked out. I always walked out at the same point of the movie for some reason.
My, the one that I always catch is the second one, whenever it's like was on cable all the time. That was the one that it's always like I would tune in right in the middle.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I do want to see Harry Potter and the Cursed Child.
Mm-hmm.
I've been told that it's great. I also
it is
been
great.
Told that I should have seen it when it was two.
Honestly, I've seen both.
Okay.
And I don't think that it's like, I actually quite like the one, like one show.
Yeah.
I think that it works and everybody's like, it's too fast and all of this stuff, but it really, I think it kind of like zips through what's a little bit inconsequential anyway.
Yeah.
So like, no, it's good. I think it's good. Plus they made some really cool like changes to the script as far as like what kind of relationships are budding, and there's like this really lovely moment between a character and like it is talking about a gay relationship and like he basically just says, like, I think this person is going to be the most important person. And, like, I thought that was so beautifully phrased because it's not, like, too on the nose, you know, when,
right.
like, all of, like, queerness and whatever is, like, trendy right now. But it just felt very human, mm-hmm. which I was sitting there in Toronto. I saw their opening when we were doing Aunt Juliet, just like, like, weeping uncontrollably. So, casual. Yep, it's fine. I'm fine. Everything's fine. Yeah.
The things that theater does for people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was the same thing I saw Come From Away a long time ago, and my little sister at the time was trying to, like, figure out if she wanted to keep her flight minor in school.
Oh.
Like my favorite?
I didn't even get a minor in...
Right.
You can. Who knew? But then Me in the Sky happened, and it wrecked me. Like, I was so inconsolable after listening to this song. And I called her. I was like, you have to fly. Like,
just not okay.
Oh, my God.
Oh, sock monkeys.
I know.
I never had these.
No,
I was just going to, like, never got into this.
I do love a sock. I have way too many socks. Oh, we have a whole other side of this thing to look at. Oh, my gosh.
I never would, like, I'm always, like, a barefoot person.
It depends on if you have carpet, what kind of carpet you have, and the kind of hardwood you have.
Yes.
I'm, like, a sense, like, I'm a, the
oh,
feeling,
I'm a total sensory
yeah,
person.
So
yes.
Sometimes, like, a soft sock is what I would prefer.
Yep.
Have I wiped out many a time on a hardwood? I have indeed.
It happens.
I bought one of these last year, these, like, beautiful hair combs. It's still in my room somewhere, but it's kind of miraculous how well they do hold up tons and tons of hair. And I have tons and tons of hair, so.
I always get things like that, and it doesn't. My hair is so slick that it really just doesn't.
Mine is, too. I feel like a touch of texture spray will change your life.
No, Come From Away is gorgeous. I saw it the first time I saw it was 2017 when they were in DC.
It's been around for a while.
Yeah, it was when they were doing their DC tryout.
Yep.
And I've been following Jen Colella for a very long time.
Why? She's so boring and not good at all.
But we went and we have like mutual friend connection, whatever. So we went to go see her and met her afterwards. And I was like, dude, you can sing. That's kind of crazy, man.
Sure. How do you do that?
How do you do that? Sometimes I actually like, it's funny to me because when I actually like really think about it, like the fact that it's actually not a talent or even just an ability that some people have to hear a note and sing it
right.
is bizarre to me.
No, yeah.
Because I'm like, what do you mean? What is that? I don't get it.
I was just working in a choir. We had our thing last night. And one of the guys, he did some of the arrangements for us. But he has perfect pitch.
And that's bonkers.
Right?
Perfect pitch is wild to me.
Shai Oni has perfect pitch. Mm-hmm. And it makes me very mad at him because he's very good, plus has perfect pitch. Although I'm sure having perfect pitch is also the worst.
Oh my god.
I found your apple cider. Do you want some?
It's kind of hard to hold.
I know. I can hold it for you. Yeah. Okay.
So we ended up passing this little stand that had apple cider donuts, which, by the way, are delicious if you get them, especially if they are warm. But they were also selling apple cider. And when I was asking Katie what drink she wanted, I also asked my videographer who came with us, Vincent. And it was his birthday, and he really wanted some apple cider. But Gregory's does not have apple cider, or at least they don't on their little mobile apps. So I was like, you know what? We're going to this little holiday market. I'm sure someone has apple cider. And lo and behold, there was someone with apple cider. So I bought him that as a thank you for helping us out on his birthday of all days and coming out and walking around with a camera, walking backwards in such a huge crowd. This is a great place for also me to say that if you want to buy our guest a coffee, you can. There is a link in our Instagram bio called Buy Me a Coffee. You can send $5, $10, $15. They kind of range it so that each coffee is technically like $5. And if you just put your name in the notes, I'll let everyone on the pod, the vlog, and our guest know that you were the one that caffeinated their matinee or their night show for the day. And I'm sure they will be eternally grateful for you. We also have a Patreon page that is new, and you can find that link in our bio on Instagram. For as little as $1 a month, you can be a part of our Patreon page, which will have exclusive access to who we're interviewing in advance. You can send in questions for our guests, and I will say who asked the questions, etc. And there'll be some other fun, like, behind-the-scenes stuff. Once we get some more people on here, we'll film some videos and audios just for you all who are on the Patreon page. We have a Discord going. Do I know how to use Discord? Not really. So if anyone else out there knows how to use Discord and knows how to make all of these like fancy chats and everything, let me know. But yeah, for as little as $1 a month, which is $12 a year. But also if you are unable to, give the gift of money, what you can keep doing for free is listening to our podcast, watching our vlogs, following us on Instagram. Give us a lovely 5-star rating on Apple and Spotify podcasts, because that's what will keep me going, knowing that you all love our content. And that's absolutely free. So just being a fan of the podcast, I thank you so much. A fan of the vlogs, of the Broadway vlogs, thank you so much for everyone who has been with us since 2014. Y'all, that's how long this has been existent. I turned 23 this week. I started this when I was 14. Like, when Hamilton was a thing. When If Then was on Broadway. When Kinky Boots was opening. All right. Anyway, back to Katie.
There's a little carousel. I almost called that a Ferris wheel.
It's a little Ferris wheel.
Is this just all the food? This is like the food side. It smells really good, though.
Like, incredible.
So, what are you, whoa. Rewind.
Good morning, Claire.
What else are you up to other than Into the Woods?
Right now, it's pretty all-consuming.
Sleeping.
Sleeping. Trying coffee. To get sleep. Coffee. Caffeinating all the time. I'm very, very into decorating. So I'm really excited about like the season, and I kind of like revamped like my parents' autumnal decor and Christmas decor when I was home for the pandemic, and like ended up helping out like a lot of different friends and stuff like that. And in like a different world where I'm not always running around at the holidays, I would love to like make some kind of a small business out of that.
I was gonna say, do you want to come decorate my place?
Yeah.
Because currently all I have is a couch.
I will.
And I need decor.
I will.
So I love projects like that. So I'm like excited to, like right now I'm still in autumn in my house,
right.
Which is fine. But I'm excited to like pull out the Christmas stuff because I haven't decorated that place in a few years, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Just because I haven't been there.
Right.
And so, like, I'm pumped. And I have many ideas, and there's big Pinterest boards and, you know, that kind of stuff. But honestly, I'm really looking forward to... This makes me sound like I'm, like, wishing my job away. I am actually really looking forward to when Woods is closed. Because I got sick at some point in the middle of, like, October. And I realized that that was the amount, like, the most days that I hadn't worked in a row since, like... February. So I'm like, wow, okay.
Nice type of rest.
Need a break.
Oh, these are so pretty.
Oh my god, they are.
Really shouldn't buy glass. To try and
stressful.
Take home. Oh, they should be a FedEx.
I was gonna say they can.
See, I bought this for my mom last year, so I'm wondering if that's like cheating. If I buy her another
she
one.
She likes it.
She does. I don't know what it looks like now, because I'm sure she's gotten more since.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if she's got room.
I need to get my mom one of those new spoon holders, because the one that we had at home is broken, which was my fault.
See, it's your fault!
I mean, it wasn't. It was an accident, but I did it.
I want one, but I've just been using a little pleat, is what I've been doing.
I mean, it's like a soap dish. It's like, okay. There's this, like, wonderful episode of Gilmore Girls where... Are you a Gilmore Girls person? Where, like, the daughter is having, like... She's trying to get over a breakup, and she's, like, just trying to avoid it. So she, like, made a list of random things, and she was like, no, we can get a soap dish. And her mom just goes, quite decadent, but okay. And I, like, always think about that when I'm thinking about things like that. Where it's like, yeah, that'd be nice, but, like, a paper towel will do the same thing.
I don't have a dish for my soap. But I have dropped it before, and so then you have to, like, wash your soap, which is, like, really weird. Yeah, that's happened before. Do you listen to, like, are you a podcast person?
I'm really not. And, like, I think it's because I really don't like books on tape, because I read faster than people speak. So it like, slows down time for me, and I feel like podcasts do the same thing.
I always turn on the speed. I change the speed.
Yeah, I've never thought about doing that, but, like, I would probably enjoy that more if it was, like, quippy. And
I'll change the speed. Books on tape were what saved me in high school, because I never read them. And so I would just turn it on, like, the fastest speed possible, and I'd be like, yeah, I know what I'm doing. There's a podcast that one of the dressers, Tara... Llewellyn, who was on Doubtfire and other things. She's a Gilmore Girls podcast.
Oh, okay.
That's the most I know about the Gilmore Girls, and that I went to the soundstage when you do, like, the tour over there. Folding baskets.
Ooh, very cool.
Oh, those are fun.
Yeah, they are. These are, like, very cool.
I have no space.
Made with bamboo chopsticks. Work. Wow, actually, like, love this.
That'd be really, I was gonna say, really good for fruit.
Yeah.
And also, like, live for a bag, like that's shaped like that.
I know, I feel like that's very in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any plans, even though you're, like, literally in a show, but do you have any holiday plans?
I actually have a cousin that lives in Queens, so her parents are coming to spend Thanksgiving with her, so I get to have Thanksgiving with family, which is great. But, you know, everybody's here because of the holidays and whatever. So between, like, Into the Woods and Juliet, and then just, like, random friends, I feel like I'm just going to be, like, bebopping around.
Friendsgiving, Friendsmas.
Those kinds of things. Yes.
Yeah.
Plus, I feel like it's, like, my family holidays have gotten, like, really quiet lately. Just because, you know, grandparents of a certain age, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And there was one year where I had to be here for Christmas. I think it was 2019. And I, like... put on my holiday best, and I walked out with, like, a Santa bag worth of, like, pies and, like, presents and Yankee swaps and all this stuff. And it occurred to me that I was like, wow, this is, like, the most people I've seen at Christmas in maybe my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, because I went to, like, three separate parties, and it was lovely to see that many people, like, wishing each other happy holidays.
Yeah.
Like, it was lovely.
I love celebrating with friends. It's less stressful than celebrating with family.
Yes.
But you still have the, like...
Plus, you have to, like, do the work to make it feel like something.
Right.
And then, like, I think that that's, like, the holiday spirit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I love the holiday spirit. Shall we walk to the St. James?
Yeah, let's do it.
We're going to go to the St. James.
We are. I have a show.
Which you should go to. And I'm going to try and buy a ticket. Wait, have you seen these? They make, like, they make, like, chocolate. But this is, like, they're, like, wrenches and screws of, like, chocolate. Your cameras. Oh, that's a tractor. They used to have, like, cameras. Oh, they're back there.
That's insane.
I know. We had a bigger station last,
Wow. People are crazy and talented.
I don't know how you eat that much chocolate. I could probably do, like, a bite. I'm not a sweets person.
I'm not a sweets person. I was just going to say that.
I made cupcakes yesterday. I almost bought some for y'all, and then I realized I had no hands to bring anything. But I made some gingerbread cupcakes with, like, an orange buttercream.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
Cake itself is so spice-based. It's not sweet at all. So you, like, almost have to have the buttercream.
Yeah.
Need something to cut it.
It was really good. It was a hit. It's an Ida Gardner, a.k.a. the Barefoot Contessa.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of her little recipes.
One of our understudies brought in some cupcakes yesterday because it was another understudy's birthday. And it was, like, funfetti, but she made it. It was all vegan. And, like, I am not a vegan. I would never give up cheese. But, But they were unbelievable, and, like, I love funfetti, and I'm not a cake person at all, but if you give me funfetti, I'm going to eat it. And they were amazing, to the point where I was like, this is the date of my birthday, please make me a cake. They were great.
I am not a huge funfetti person, but I will do a birthday cake ice cream. Like, I'll do a scoop of birthday cake ice cream.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't like sweet stuff, because I always feel like I can, like... feel the sugar as I'm eating it.
Oh, that's like exactly how I feel.
And I'm like, I just don't want it.
Plus, when I'm craving, I'm always craving salt.
Savory.
Like, I need some sodium ASAP. Yeah.
The richest thing that I will do is like a good sipping chocolate. But even still, that's like a sip, like you sip it, so it's not. Angelina or whatever that is over there? They make a good hot chocolate. It's literally like $8 for like a huge cup, so it's great if you want to share it with people because it's like French hot chocolate. It's just like a melted candy bar, pretty much.
Good.
It's very good.
Can I make a really good chocolate chip cookie dough pie? And like, it always ends up being like crunchy on all of the outsides and it's really gooey on the inside.
That's the best.
It's so good, and I love it, but, like, I can only take, like, 4 bites of my own pie, and I'm like, no, I'm done, I'm done.
That's how I am. I love baking. I just don't ever eat it.
Yeah.
Because it's, I don't like the sweet stuff.
See, I'm not a baker because I don't really love following recipes. I really love to cook, but, like, I'll be making something and be like, you know what would be better in this, though?
Right.
And, like, you can't do that with baking. And over the pandemic, I was making, like, a hybrid batch of essentially oatmeal raisin, but I was putting in chocolate chips instead, and I just kept messing it up. Mm-hmm. So then I kept adding more to it, and then they came out literally unbelievable, but my mom was like, what? I was like, I do not know what I did.
Right.
So then it took me a while to figure out what I did, but I finally like got back to my own thing. So now it's like a just cinnamony oaty chocolate chip cookie. But they're enormous. Like, they're literally the size of my face.
That's like a meal in and of itself.
Oh, yeah. But when we couldn't see my grandparents, because their, like, assisted living home was, like, really strict about that, I would just drop off these cookies all the time. So then everybody would start being like, when is your granddaughter coming? Like, when is she going to drop something off?
It's so sweet. Yeah. No, I love baking. I'm really bad at measurements. I don't usually follow them. I mean, like, I do, but, like, I'm very loose with those measurements. And every time I do that, I'm like, I probably should fill this up to the top. But...
Well, it's the same. My mom had a mixer that was in the basement the entirety of the time that I'm making all of these cookies by hand. And then finally, like, I don't know, 3 months in, she was like, oh, you have a mixer. I was like, are you kidding me? Martha! Like, no. We fought about that.
I went and bought like a electric whisk thing moment.
life-changing.
My mom was like, you could just use a spatula. And I was like, who has time for that?
But why would I do that?
Why would I do that? When I could just...
When you could press a button. Listen, we are living in 2022, and it's time to use an electric whisk.
Right.
Oh, we should have taken 43rd. We could have looked at the Anne Juliet.
Are there any shows that you want to see now that you can't because you're on... You're also on the same schedule?
Yeah, I am on the same schedule. I would love to see Kimberly Akimbo. I'm hearing wonderful things. I want to see Lea Michele because I'm really curious. Sir? So I want to see her. I like have many questions that I want to answer for myself. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would literally see Anne Juliet every night if my wallet would allow it. just to watch my friends be stars.
Right.
I'm trying to think of like what's, well, like tons of stuff is just coming in right now.
Right.
And I feel like I literally have like at least a friend in everything.
Yeah.
So it's just like showing up for your people.
Yeah.
You know who's excellent at that is Anne Harada.
She is
a big old fangirl for her friends. And she has told me, she was like, nope, you are in the family now, Katie Garrity. You tell me where you're working and I will come and see it. And I'm like, you're adorable.
I love her.
She shows up.
Yeah.
And like travels and shows up.
I did an interview. I don't think I did the interview with her. I think my first person who was like with me on the vlogs did an interview like way in 2014 when we first started. And I was doing a trip here and I was like, hey, Anne, you don't know me, but I'm the Broadway Vlogs. Like, I'm the one who started this thing. Would you mind like grabbing coffee with me or something? And we went out and got a lovely lunch.
I love her.
And I was like, ah.
She's the salt of the earth, that woman. I swear to God.
You are amazing.
He is. She's so funny. I love her.
What is happening?
I don't know. Something stupid. Oh. 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 Abortion. Ooh. Nope, I don't like this at all. We can run away. Like, hey, just for, you know, to say it out loud, don't tell women what to do with their bodies. That's it.
These are horrifying. These are horrifying.
I know, I don't like this at all. Times Square, man. It gives me agita. I don't like it.
My friend lives on 47th, like right off. And I'm like, so that means whenever I want to go see you,
I have to do this.
I have to walk through Times Square. I should just make you to come to Jersey every time.
Oh, Jersey, how nice and like quiet. So what you're saying is when I need some quiet, I'm going to come hang.
Yeah, you can come hang.
Great.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah. So I have a blue velvet couch.
Yes.
And my cabinets are like a seafoam bluish green color. And I'm like looking for like this blue gold moment.
I was just gonna say you should do blue gold. Yeah. Some kind of metallic.
But yeah, no, legit. If you wanna come do some decorating.
Hell yeah. Yes, I do.
That was really weird. I don't think you should need to lift your arm, sir, to get by me. I'm short, but I am not met.
That was like, oh my God. I'm short, but I'm not moving. Poor Patina Miller, when she, so like we never rehearsed with her. So we had like the fastest like little put in where we just like went through stuff where it's like, let's just do this so that the first time we do it is not on stage. And one of the things that we didn't rehearse was the scene where she and I are really having like a face off.
Yeah.
And Julia always retreated. And I'm like, why would Little Red retreat? Like, she knows that you don't have powers right now. She doesn't find you that scared. Like, that makes no sense. So I was standing right there, and Patina, I swear, our noses were, like, touching. And she apologized profusely afterwards. She was like, I thought you were going to move. I was like, no, Patina, I'm going to stay right here. Like, and she was like, good to know. I like that we're very up in each other's face, and if you're fine with me spitting all over you, like, I'll do that again, but maybe just, like, one step less.
Yes, right.
Oh, my God, it was very funny. And the two of us were clearly locked in this moment, like, I don't know what to do.
You said yes and, but...
Yes and, Patina. She just ran the marathon last weekend. Crazy, crazy woman. No!
I was a gymnast for 10 years, and the most I did was a sprint down to the vault, and that's it. That's the most running I did.
But yeah, she's a superhero, and we're all so proud.
No, but going back to like shows, like half the most of the shows I see now, I go and see because my friends are on. But I have so many friends who are also like swings.
Yeah.
So I'm like
just sitting by the phone, like, you gotta tell me. Yeah. That's, well, when I was seeing Anne Juliet, their Romeo right now has COVID. He's totally fine. He's just positive.
But
right, yes. But that meant that I got to see my friend's principal Broadway debut just happened to be the night that I could go and already had a ticket. And I was, and he was, like, one of my best friends in that cast.
Is he, he's still on right now, right?
He's still on right
now. So I must have seen... So
his dark hair, really Italian. Oh my God,
I was talking
so good
to my friend, and I literally was like, wait. Also, the last time I saw Into the Woods, I got here so early because I did a rush ticket. Mm-hmm. So I came and I ate at Stardies for the first time.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is the most touristy thing. And so my friend texted me who lives here, and he goes, are you at Stardies right now? And I was like, don't come for
Do
me.
Do you know
James.
What's also really, really touristy is John's Pizzeria, but it's really good. It's
that
very good.
That was the first
pizza.
Place I went when I moved.
Yeah, it's delicious. It's, really it's worth the hype. In my opinion.
Wait, what were you talking about? Oh, Anne Juliet.
Oh, yeah.
I was talking to my friend, and I was like, if this little piece of paper wasn't in there, I wouldn't have known.
Yeah.
Would not have known.
Oh, yeah. He was brilliant. And his voice is stupid.
Oh, God. It's so good.
It's so annoying to me that it just doesn't ever stop. Like, he doesn't have
right.
a break. It just keeps going. It's annoying, is what it
All
is.
That whole entire cast, like, vocally, I was, like, losing my mind.
Park in front of Into the Woods. Look at us.
Look at it.
Look at that. It's me.
It's me.
My name is not anywhere out here, but I am the poster. So we love that.
The cape as red as blood.
I know.
That's always where I sign the playbill, like, just on the side. I'm like, it's me. I'm taking it. It's mine.
We're here.
We're here.
At the final destination.
Not those movies. Although everyone does die in this, so I mean, I guess it's topical.
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah.
Come to the St. James. Come see Into the Woods. Yeah. I hope you enjoyed this little shopping spree.
Yeah.
We didn't buy anything, which is very good, actually.
Yes.
I thought I was going to buy something.
Yep. I'm very proud of us. I feel like that could have been dangerous, and we didn't do it.
I know.
We did a good job.
I was texting my mom. I was like, my bank account could be really sad today, but it's not, so we're good.
There you go. Good for us.
Yeah.
Self-restraint.
Yeah.
Love that.
Come to St. James. We're going to go try and buy a ticket. I'm going to go try and buy a ticket.
I mean, I'll be ready to be there. Yeah.
All right. Where's the box office?
Yeah.
Oh, it's right there.
Yeah.
Amazing. Oh, I guess I should get the mic for you. Just continues recording as you go upstairs. It's like
warming up. On
it
this.
There are 8,000 of this show. I had a friend.
There are so many bootlegs of the show. Don't bootleg the show. But I hope you enjoyed this interview. I again apologize for the failure of me checking how loud these mics are. Probably could have done that. I did my best to edit. I wish you could see, if you're a Patreon member, we'll show you what my little sound mixing thing looks like, because I have gone through every sentence between me and Katie and have split up whose mic picks up what. Like, so it's kind of crazy looking. But I hope you enjoyed. There will be a transcript that'll be linked on our website through our blog posts, and we will do that for all of the podcasts, so that there are transcriptions for those who just want to read the podcast itself. Those may take a little bit longer to get up, but I promise they will be up, and I will do them for every podcast, so you can read along if you need to. I am someone who actually does love reading along to to audio things. And you know what? If you're like me and Katie and you read a lot faster than we talk, then you can also get through this podcast a lot faster than other people. If you enjoyed this podcast, please add us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts so you never miss an episode. I'm gonna try and get a bunch of them out to you, but you know, just like how my interviews are, sometimes it takes a little bit for me to get someone. Thanks for listening to this podcast. I promise the next time that Katie and I talk, it won't sound like that. Again, thank you so much for listening, and can't wait for you to hear the next episode of I'll Drink to That. I'll also attempt to come up with a better ending than that. But for now, that's what you get. All right, bye. You can find us on Instagram at the Broadway Vlogs. You can find Claire, our host, at claire.mcconnell. And you can find our guest, Katie Garrity, on Instagram at katie.garrity. For more information about the Broadway Vlogs, head to www.thebroadwayvlogs.com or follow us on Instagram. Thanks for listening to this episode of I'll Drink to That, brought to you by the Broadway Vlogs.